This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matters to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by HVAC Trustbooks. Go to HVACTrustbooks.com to discover how this tool can help you close more sales. Thank you for joining us. Here's how we will help your business and you today. If you've ever thought that you could combine being in the outdoors and learning at the same time, now is your chance. My guest today, Andy Holt, leads Outdoor University. Andy, welcome to Contractor Sense.
Thank you, Ruth. I'm glad to be here.
My pleasure. You as we were talking offline, we've known each other for 30 years plus.
Yes.
So we both had interesting careers. So how did you come up with Outdoor University? First, tell everybody what it is and how you came up with it.
Sure. Outdoor University is an outgrowth of really two things that I love. And I also learned a life principle years ago that as many times as you can combine things that you really love, really is a better outcome. So I love teaching HVAC skills, communication skills, maintenance skills, things like that. And I love the outdoors. So I combine those two. And turned out to be really, really, it was exciting when we first got going, and it's even more exciting now. But fortunately, we're in an industry where the majority of my students, the field personnel primarily, work outside. So it's not an intimidation factor at all for them. They really, really enjoy it.
Yeah, and the fact is that they get to go sleep outdoors and learn at the same time, correct?
That's correct. In fact, I honestly think that we, in our two-day classes, we pack in more training than most four-day classes. And the reason is we stay together all through the evening. And it's not a party. We don't drink. I mean, our first day, we start at 7 in the morning and we're done about 9:30 at night. Yep. And second day is pretty much a 8-5, 8-6 day. But we're doing training pretty much all the time, improvement, and using the expense, the big investment that people make in training, not just in the fee. Ours, I feel, pretty reasonable, but you've got the additional things that the technician or the installers are not doing while they're in class with me. So it's a big cost.
Yeah, the opportunity cost and the fact that they're losing a couple of days of revenue is really the highest cost. But let's put it this way. It's the highest investment that they make.
I think that's right. And the clients that I've been dealing with for years and years have that training mindset. They've overcome the thought of, oh, no, I don't want to train them. They might leave. They train. And if somebody leaves, they leave. But you can't stop making your people better.
Right. And the only thing they've got to do is have a training agreement in place with them that if they do leave, they get to pay it back if they leave within 2 years or something along those lines.
Very common.
Yeah. And it's becoming more and more common these days. There's been too many times where they've gone to training and then quit the following week knowing that they were going to training and they were just going to make that contractor pay for it rather than their new contractor that they were going to work for.
And we've heard the old joke for years. It's kind of an excuse, but contractors often will say, owners will say, well, gosh, what happens if I train them and they leave? And you know what the other half is, right? You know,
what happens if I don't train them and they stay?
Bingo.
Yeah, it's worse.
And it's still true.
Yeah. So let's get into it a little bit. Take me through a typical two-day class. And by the way, class is still in near Columbus, correct?
Well, we're a little north of Columbus, Georgia. We're up on West Point Lake now. Actually, we rent out a 1,000-acre piece of property and has a lot of amenities on it. It's a Boy Scout camp. But they don't use it during the week that much. So we're able to go in there and help them with a little bit of income from our classroom. And we get to use a beautiful piece of property on a really nice lake. Cool. And the setting is very, very important to setting the tone. So we really go out of our way to try to find a good spot that's going to be, you know, visually attractive, comfortable. Because let's face it, this is an old saying too, but I hold on to it. You know, when you're going to a class, you want your student as mentally prepared and to be in a, I'll call it a learning mode. anyway. So the idea is to keep them comfortable. And the old adage is that the mind can only absorb what the butt can endure.
Yes.
So having a really comfortable place, I think really, really aids in our ability to get the information across and the guys to accept it.
Yeah. And so let's take me through a typical day. What does a typical day look like?
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just tell you the whole thing. We have a meet and greet, about a 3-hour meet and greet. All our students get there the evening before. And so we have a light meal there. We do all our own cooking there. We're kind of known for our cooking. I don't want to get into that. You don't go to a training class for cooking, but
no, you don't.
People talk about the food, and we do that in a special kind of way to honor the technicians and the installers, because a lot of times, when they go to training classes, you don't go for food. You don't go, if you get some chicken and pizza and things like that, that's great, and you're thankful. But what we try to do is take it up a notch or 10 and let them know that we're doing all this extra effort to show them that we care. So a typical day or a typical class would be a meet and greet about 2 to 3 hours the evening before the class. Everybody then would retire to, we have a fully stocked, I'm a outfitter for Eureka Tent Company. So we've got tons of really modern gear now. We've just upgraded recently. This will be our second camp with our brand new gear. And so anyway, everybody has a big tent, a cot, an air mattress. Literally, I tell people just show up with a pillow, a fishing pole.
And your running shoes.
and your running shoes. And so we do the meet and greet. Next morning, we get up to chef cook breakfast, big breakfast. We get going. And we start our training, and we have an indoor classroom if it's, really nasty. I'm not the kind of guy that's going to put us out there in 30 degrees and blowing wind and things like that. We do have an indoor facility if needed, but usually, Lord willing, we have a beautiful day and we're outside all day long, literally, and, have normal lunch hour and then have another break in the afternoon, and then we have big dinner. And then we have more class after dinner. So it's about 9:30 when we're done on day one. And a lot of times the guys want to stay up and chit chat and things like that. And again, it's not, the Boy Scout camp doesn't allow any alcohol, but our rules, we've never had alcohol in the 15 years that we've done it. We've never served alcohol. It's not, we have anything against it. It's, just creates problems. So
right.
Okay. We stay away from that.
Absolutely. Okay. So when we get back from break, we're going to talk about who should be attending and what they're going to learn. Is that okay?
You bet.
All right. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. I've seen my clients' salespeople struggle when a customer asks why they should use your company rather than the competition when your price is higher and you both are proposing the same equipment. I've seen technicians struggle when customers ask them whether they should replace an 18-year-old air conditioner. And most salespeople and technicians never ask the one question that most customers are concerned about, yet never ask. Can I trust you? I found a tool that gives your salespeople and technicians the ammunition to answer this question and more. And the tool works. How do I know? 68% of my clients are using it to increase sales and referrals. What is it? A trust book with your name on it as the author. More details are at hvactrustbooks.com. Warning, there is only one contractor per area that can get these great books. Some areas are already taken. They've gone to my clients. If you want your area and want to have a tool for your salespeople and technicians to increase referrals and sales, then go to hvactrustbooks.com now and reserve your area.
Don't let this happen to you. Here's a transcript of an email sent to Ruth King. Dear Ruth, I wish I had this book 2 years ago. I discovered my bookkeeper had embezzled over $200,000 from the company. I used to be debt-free. Now I have a mortgage and payments on other debt I incurred to relieve the cash flow crunch caused by the embezzlement. Don't let this sad situation be your story too. An epidemic of workplace thievery and embezzlement harms today's business world, our economy, and ultimately your income and net worth. Discover the top 50 ways employees and vendors steal from you in Ruth King's new book, The Ugly Truth About Cash. Ruth also gives you the procedures to implement to help prevent embezzlement and keep the honest people honest. Find The Ugly Truth About Cash on Amazon or go to www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com to order an autographed copy of Ruth's book. Get the information you need to protect your hard-earned cash and assets. That's thecouragetobeprofitable.com.
Welcome back to Contractor Sense. Thanks for listening. I'm talking with Andy Holt, the founder and I guess CEO of Outdoor University. Is that the right title?
Yeah, that's all of us.
That's all of you. Okay. Before the break, we started talking a little bit about what Outdoor University was and the fact that it's really for technicians and for installers. And we talked about the food and the amenities and, you know, bring a pillow and those types of things. So let's get into the nitty gritty. Who should attend?
Anybody who does field technician, maintenance technician, lead installers, installer assistants, and more, I'm really trying to get the managers to come in to at least have a common experience with the technician. So, but that's primarily the focus of Outdoor University is field personnel.
And what are they going to learn in 2 days?
They're going to learn. Okay. What they're going to learn is communication skills. They're going to learn why the life principle of it's not about you. And that's kind of one of the main features of this class is to, in 2 days, I try to do everything I can to convince them that doing hard work, that being an ethical person, that treating people the right way and having your morality travel all the way down your arm to your wrench when you're taking care of people means something. And it means something to your family. It means something to your future. And it means something to you deep down, whether you know it or not.
So you're not going to make them braise?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Yeah. So this is a lot of the soft skills. Okay. Now, you know, owners look at this and go, okay, guys have to know how to braise. They have to know how to, you know, replace the motor, replace the contactor, replace the capacitor. Why should I send them for soft skills training?
Because those skills that you described are extremely important. And your friend and mine, Ron Smith, taught us years and years ago, more than 30 years ago, that our customers never, ever seem to compliment our technical skills. They always seem to compliment how we made them feel.
You're
now,
right.
Now, we have to have both. I'm not saying it's a either or. It's both and. And they're both just as important, in my opinion. We've got to be able to fix it, and we've got to be able to communicate correctly if we hope to have a good outcome of that service call, like a 5-star rating, or even better, a referral, or next, you know, being able to come to the customer's home again. So that's what we're all about.
Right. And do you go through the fact that the technician should not assume a customer can pay for something or not pay for something?
Absolutely. In a lot of different ways, we talk about situations like that. The way my class is, if you can visualize this, there's a big campfire in the middle and 10 to 12 chairs around the fire. And it's a very open type conversational meeting. So a lot of times, and this is the way I design the class, the students themselves will have extremely relevant stories to a talk I'm making or to a subject I'm making and trying to make a point on. And so we allow for that. And I can tell you, if you've ever talked to anybody who's ever been, they cite that feature alone as one of the best things that happened.
Got it. All right. So I come to class for 2 days. I go back to my business. I go back to being a tech, driving a truck. So what do owners say after their guys come back?
Well, I've got on our website, there's a video on there of a lot of testimonials, specifically owners and service managers and install managers talking about what happened after they got back. So I hope people can take a look at that. But what does happen is we tend to hear reports. And again, after 15 years, I'm pretty used to seeing what happens. If a technician really buys into this concept and now applies their morality to their job, what happens is increased job satisfaction, customer experience, service experience goes way up because the technician buys into being more thorough, his tickets go up. Now, I'm not all about making the ticket go up unless it's naturally there. And just as a side note, I think the biggest problem we have out there is not technicians overcharging people. It's correct. Not being thorough enough and not even explaining to the customer what really is the problem.
Yep, I agree.
So we try to get that little, have those guys mentally bust through that log jam.
Got it. All right. So give us your website.
You can go to our website. We're at top Toprate, that's TOPRATE.com. And you'll see a couple different choices there. Outdoor University is what we're discussing now. And we also have a maintenance class that we do. And then I also host a lot of manager type mix groups.
Got it. So Outdoor University, I assume, happens in the spring and the fall?
Typically, yeah. Typically, we're a March, kind of late September, October for that class in Georgia. And we are in discussions with different distributors around the Southeast in particular, where we can bring the camp to them. And we're always looking to hear calls from those guys.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I can't imagine doing this in the middle of the summer when it's time to...
No. And we know what they're doing in the summer. We support that with even ride-alongs. A lot of the students get additional care. I ride along in their truck during the summertime with them. That's nice.
Yep. So if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, I understand the website, but how do they get a hold of you personally with questions?
They could call me at 706-888-2332.
Get the number again, please.
706-888-2332. And office hours are 25 hours a day, 8 days a week.
Yeah, right. You and me both. So in the last minute or so we have together, give us one of the testimonials off the website.
One of the testimonials was from a customer in the Atlanta market, and he literally has been sending technicians and installers to us for 15 years now. And he said that, and he tracks these people, Ruth, you know who I'm talking about. He tracks these technicians on their productivity, their build hours, their maintenance agreements, their opportunities. I could go through several KPIs. And I was so proud to hear it. Every time, this was his words, every time they come back from Outdoor University, all those metrics go up. So that's what we're all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Andy, give us your phone number and the website one more time.
Sure. The phone number is 706-888-2332. And on the internet, we are at toprate, TOPRATE.com.
Thank you so much for joining us and sharing the information about Outdoor University.
It was a pleasure, Ruth, and appreciate all your hard work for the industry.
My pleasure. And thank you for joining us. Choose one thing that you discovered and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies to help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you're listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money too. For comments or questions, call me at 770-729-0258 or email ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day.